Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, January 27th. It is 5:30 and we are back from the weekend. Hopefully you had a good one. A little chilly still out there, but looks like a warm-up could be coming soon, so not before we get a little bit of rain, though.
There's rain coming.
They say we could expect some rain, and I just came back in town from Dallas, and they had some rain there, and it was kind of nice. I kind of enjoyed it.
We got some clouds on Saturday, and I was like, oh, I miss the sun. I just miss it. And then Sunday came around, and then when the sun comes out, it made me feel so good.
Just getting that vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that time of year where it's just kind of gloomy and dreary, and if your mood is related to the weather, then it's not been a good couple of months for you, for sure.
When did you get in yesterday?
We got in yesterday afternoon, probably around 4:30 or 5. My daughter, though, on the other hand, we were in Dallas for a volleyball tournament, and so my daughter, they started their games at 2, so we didn't get to see any of their games yesterday because we had to go to the airport. We thought they were going to be playing early in the morning, but they got the afternoon wave, so we missed her games yesterday, but when they were done, they had like 5 hours to wait to catch their flight. Their flight didn't leave until like 9:55 yesterday.
No.
Last night in Dallas time, so that was like 7:55 our time, but she didn't get in until like just after 11 last night, so I heard my husband get up to go pick her up, and then I heard them come in. I can't fully sleep until I know everyone is home and safe. But yeah, they got in just after midnight last night back to the house.
I was thinking of you yesterday because I was dropping off my sister and brother-in-law at the airport around 4:30. So I'm like, this would be kind of funny.
We probably crossed paths. Yes. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. The only thing is because I only went through the drop-off at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably went through passenger pick. Unless you do, you leave your car there and you park there.
Yeah, we parked there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I have a feeling I might see Mercedes, but I was only there for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Quick drop-off. Then leave.
It wasn't very busy at the airport coming back, but leaving, oh my gosh, when we left, it was so crazy because World of Concrete was ending, and then so was SHOT Show, and there was other stuff going on too. So we get on this plane to Dallas, Texas, and you can imagine, it was all men. I think I was the only woman on that plane. They're coming from World of Concrete. They're coming from SHOT Show. They're talking about their guns that they bought. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be really interesting.
Picking up my brother and sister-in-law on Friday, I've never been in so much traffic at the airport. And we live like, I don't know, 9-10 minutes away. It took about 25 minutes to pick them up. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, just the line to get in was crazy. Luckily, the parking wasn't an issue, but everyone was getting dropped off and picked up. So, yeah, busy weekend at the airport.
Overall, how did they do in the tournament?
Not great. Not great. They won one game, but hey, a win is a win and we'll take it. So yeah, it was the first time that they played in like a real tournament together. So they're still trying to get to know each other, but they're really nice girls and, she's making some really nice friends and, you know, it's cool to see. So it was kind of a bummer that they didn't finish better than they did, but I think they had a good time for the most part. She did text me at one one point, she's like, I am dead. And I was like, because she had to play like all the games. And so she was really, really tired. And luckily, they usually have practice on Mondays and coach canceled practice tonight. She's like, oh, thank God.
Get some rest. Was this your guys' first time in Dallas? Or have you been there?
No, my brother used to live in Fort Worth. And so we had been to the DFW area a few times. So yeah, it was nice to get out of town and just check things out. There was some downtime. So Matt and I went on little field trips and checked out the city. So we had a really nice time. It's a nice city. The people are very nice in Dallas. I will say they were very, very nice. It's just when you're in Texas, you know you're in Texas.
Yeah, it's
like,
definitely
this is Texas. This is Texas.
This ain't Texas. Overall, my weekend was fun with my brother and sister-in-law. I was very bummed, and we can talk about it soon, about something that happened Saturday night. And I'm like, ugh. I just didn't feel like I had a very satisfied night because I was looking so forward to it. But other than that, I had such a good weekend and it was much needed.
Well, good. I can't wait to hear about what happened this weekend. We're going to catch you guys up on everything. Wanted to let you know, though, because it was just announced, and we will have your tickets today. Katy Perry just announced the U.S. leg of the Lifetimes Tour coming to the T-Mobile Arena. Tickets will be going on sale starting tomorrow with Verizon and Citi pre-sales. But we'll have your tickets today. You are going to get to see Katy Perry at the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. The tickets will be with the Mega Minute right around 7:30. So you definitely don't want to miss that huge, huge concert announcement this morning that just dropped about a half hour ago. So let's get to it. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Saving Forever for You by Shanice? Saving Forever. Want to hear Time After Time by INOJ? Or do you want to hear It's My Life by Bon Jovi? It's my choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on Facebook or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, back from the weekend. And sometimes things just don't grab your attention. Sometimes things are so bad that you're like, this is just a waste of my time. And you experienced that this weekend, Steph, where you actually walked out of something because, what, you weren't entertained or what?
I was just bored. I was bored. I was upset because I had high expectations for this person. My brother and sister-in-law were in town. So I said, hey, why don't we check out this show? And they're like, absolutely. And we love this person. And it's Cat Williams. He had a show here this past Saturday night at MGM Grand Garden Arena, and the show started at 8 o'clock. And of course, it said special guests, so we knew that he would have opening acts, but he didn't come on until about 10:15, 10:30.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
So I didn't expect, maybe 9, I thought he would come on. But we got there. We knew that he was going to come on a little later. So we got there around 8:30. The opening acts were okay. The comedian Monique was funny. She kind of hosted the show and she came in and she would introduce other comedians. But after, I don't know, 10, I was like, okay, where's Kat? Let's go. Once he finally was on, just the jokes for me, it wasn't hitting. It wasn't sticking with me. I wasn't laughing really. There were some moments where I was like, but I was just getting over it.
Were the jokes that weren't funny to you about topics that you don't find funny, or were they just overall just like, okay, whatever?
Overall.
Okay.
Overall, just not funny to me. To the point where 10 minutes into his act, I was like, do you guys want to go? They're like, really? You don't want to stay to see if it gets funnier? I'm done. I'm tired. I'm over it. I'm hungry. All of the things that made me cranky, I was done. Like, no, just stay. Just stay. They're trying to convince me to stay. I left.
By yourself? You left them and just went by yourself?
I left home by myself. I Ubered home. And I said, I was just done. So they stayed. They told me it was okay. There were some funny parts, but overall, Kat was just not, it was not sticking on Saturday.
Like, I see where you're coming from just because I'm kind of the same way. If it doesn't grab my attention right away and I'm not having a great time, it just kind of sets my mood and I start getting just kind of crabby. But on the other side, you know that the comedian's going to save his best stuff towards the end of his act. This is all like warm-up stuff. So like, do you have to take that into account? Like, okay, it's not the greatest yet, but this is not his A material yet. We're getting to that. It's a slow build.
Right. And so the next morning I did ask him, like, well, tell me about the set. Did I miss anything spectacular? My brother was like, no, you did not miss anything good. My sister-in-law, on the other hand, she's a little bit more optimistic. She said Kat was fine. He was good, but it wasn't just like his funny stuff. They feel like maybe because it was the first day of the tour that we were the first stop, that maybe he was just warming up to it. But man, I was just bummed out that I had to leave early. It just didn't feel good to me.
Has that ever happened to anyone where you walked out of something, a concert, a movie? There was one movie I remember walking out of, and it was, gosh, I think it was a Russell Crowe movie. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember Matt and I are sitting there in the theater, and it wasn't like Gladiator or something. It was like a serious movie, and I was just like, I am bored. I could feel my eyes getting heavy. And I leaned over and I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. He's like, yeah, me too. I go, should we just leave before we fall asleep? He's like, yeah. And we were not the first people to walk out of the movie. There were other people who walked out and left. And we were like, okay, I don't feel so bad at this point. Yeah. But it was just like so bad. And he's like, should we ask for a refund? I was like, I don't even want to waste my time doing that. You know, it's so bad.
James fell asleep during Kat. My brother-in-law fell asleep during Kat. To one point, my sister-in-law goes, am I the only one awake in this arena? Or geez.
Like, she's literally the only person laughing in there. It's dead silent. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. How is everyone doing this morning? It is 6:03. It's Monday, January 27th, back from the weekend. How was your weekend, guys?
Mine was great. Yesterday, I won $230 on a $5 parlay for the NFL games yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Making some money. Yeah.
$230 on a $5 bet? I'm like, yes.
Where do you go to bet?
BetMGM.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm happy. So lunch is on me.
Oh, nice. I love it. How was your weekend, Steph?
It was good. I had my brother and sister-in-law in town, did some touristy stuff around town. I love being kind of a tourist in our own city just because there's so much to do. But it was good, and I'm excited to hear about your weekend in Dallas.
Yeah, we were there for less than 48 hours. It was a quick trip. My daughter had a volleyball tournament. It was good and got to do a couple of touristy things, something I definitely want to bring up because every single person that I talked to when I said I was going to Texas asked me if I was going to go to this place. So we'll have to talk about that later. But it was funny on the way home yesterday, Matt and I are sitting in the waiting area at the airport and just there's people around us and you can hear everyone's conversations. And there's this guy sitting right behind us talking to someone. He goes, oh man, he's got his thick Texan accent. He's like, I couldn't find it, my wife anything. I waited too long. Man, she's going to be mad at me when I don't come home with a present for her. And we started laughing because, I mean, just the way he said it. And then he saw us laugh and Matt smiled at him. He goes, I'm serious. Does she make you bring her presents when you go on trips? And I'm like dying because I used to be that person. I was like, make sure you bring me a present. Make sure you bring me a present. It will always be something small, like, you know, like a piece of candy from the Hudson store or whatever. But are you like that when you go out of town? Do you bring a present back for your significant other?
Mm-mm. No. I'm trying to think about, like, maybe places where if James has never been there before, like if he's never been to New York City, I would have got him like maybe an I Love New York shot glass or something like that. But if it's like a place, like if I'm going to Orange County, I'm not bringing him anything back from Orange County.
Yeah, that's like pretty close. What if you went to like Paris or something?
I went to Amsterdam and my wife didn't want anything. She just... Oh, you know what? I take that back. She did want one of those, what are those called? The shoes, the wooden shoes?
No, like the wooden clogs that they wear.
She wanted one of those little ones, like a keychain type of deal. And I found one and I gave it to her. That's all she wanted.
Yeah, but even that, like, James is going to eventually throw it away.
It's going to be junk.
It's going to be a junk. Like, if I got magnets from every country I went to in Europe, it's just going to stack up on the fridge, and it's just going to be thrown away anyway.
That's one thing we do as a family, though. If we go to a city, we have to buy a magnet from that city. And we put it on the... We have a refrigerator in our garage, and we put it on that refrigerator, covered. Every city, like, literally, that we have ever been to. We are the magnet family.
Is it not in your main fridge because it's just the aesthetic is thrown off?
Well, not just that, but the main fridge is a stainless steel, so the magnets don't stick. Oh. So yeah. That's my excuse. It's like, not only is the aesthetic off, but yeah, they don't stick on that one. I used to do that for the kids, though. The kids, they would get a present, but not the spouse so much. But I would always beg for something. It was just so funny. So we've got a lot to get to today. Definitely going to give you a little recap on the weekend. Just made the announcement last hour. Katy Perry is coming to town. She is going, her North American tour, the leg of the Lifetimes tour, is coming to the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th, and we're going to have your tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, so don't miss that. Coming up next, though, we have What's Trending. Are these two Hollywood superstars related? And why one's brother is pressing them to get a DNA test? We're going to talk about that coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey are trending this morning. Now, I had heard this rumor before, but it's really picking up a ton of momentum now. Brett Harrelson, who is Woody Harrelson's brother, he's hinting at the possibility that Woody and Matthew McConaughey might be half brothers. So he jokingly told TMZ that they might have to start pinching hairs to find out if they are actually related. He says that Matthew McConaughey is hesitant to take this DNA test, but Woody Harrelson has been trying to convince him. So where did this all stem? Like, what happened? Why do they think this? Well, I guess that Matthew McConaughey had shared that his mom was very friendly in the past with Woody Harrelson's dad. And that is something that they had been... That's a rumor that's been going on for a long time. They say Matthew's mom may have had a fling, and it lines up with the timing that Matthew McConaughey was born.
No.
Yeah.
How did they meet?
I don't know the whole backstory, yeah. But their families knew each other. So Matthew, I guess, McConaughey, and tell me if you get this, because I do. Matt not want to take this DNA test because he doesn't want to find out that the guy that he thought his dad was for his entire life was not his dad, wasn't even actually related to him. His dad, James, died in 1992. So to realize this guy that I grew up with thinking it was my dad was not my dad, that would be really heartbreaking.
And not just that, but I feel like you're opening a can of worms that you don't need to. I mean, I can feel with Matthew, it's, man, like, no, what if my dad wasn't my dad, or I have more family than I thought. But then there's that thing in the back of your head, like, man, maybe I should have done it. Maybe we should have taken that DNA test to see if we were really brothers, because do you want to live maybe the rest of your life in a lie, or maybe just finding the truth?
Well, go ahead, Jay.
I want the truth. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
You would take this test.
Absolutely. I want to know if my dad was screwing around. And if he was, then I want to know about it.
His mom would be screwed.
It would be the mom.
Mom.
It would be
okay. Mom. Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like I would want to know also. And it doesn't negate the fact that this man raised you. And he may not have been your dad by blood, but he was your dad. I mean, what's the saying? You can be a father, but you can't be a dad. Or maybe it's opposite.
Yeah.
One of those two. But, you know, the guy raised you. He loved you. And that does not take anything away from that. And as far as the fact that they could be related, I mean, don't you want to know? Matthew McConaughey has kids. Don't you want to know, like, DNA stuff, genetics, what diseases you could be prone to because of your genetic stuff like that?
We joke about how Matt, your husband, looks
like Woody Harrelson.
Just like him. Is there a chance that maybe Matt is a part of this mix?
Wait, I wonder where Matt's mother was around this time. I am just saying. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So if you are a parent of a kid that plays any kind of club sport, you know, travel season has begun. Club season has begun. I saw parents with like their hockey sons. I mean, I saw volleyball, cheer. Like, it was just insanity at the weekend, over the weekend. And in Dallas, my daughter had a volleyball tournament and it was in the same convention center as some national cheer competition. Mm. So I'm like dodging between cheerleaders and volleyball players. And it was complete chaos, but I loved it. But what was so funny is before we headed down there, we told a couple of our friends, you know, that we were going to be going to Dallas. And I think my husband posted some stuff. And the first question everyone asked us was, are you going to go to a Buc-ee's? And I've heard of Buc-ee's before, but I wasn't really like familiar with what the hype was about it. And I'm like, the gas station Buc-ee's? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, why would we go to a Buc-ee's? And they're like, it's more than a gas station. So have you guys heard of Buc-ee's before?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
have you guys been to Buc-ee's before?
Never. No, but we've heard the hype. Yeah, yes.
Never been, but people have bought me stuff from Buc-ee's.
From Buc-ee's?
When they go visit, yeah.
Okay, so I knew it was like a gigantic gas station. And I was like, okay, so we had the morning open. Our daughter wasn't playing until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we had all day. And I was like, should we go to a Buc-ee's? Now, the closest one, mind you, was in Ennis, Texas. We're in Dallas. So Ennis was like 30 miles away.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I mean, what else are we going to do? So he was like, let's go. Let's drive. We rented a car. So we drive down to Ennis, Texas, and we walk into this Buc-ee's. Has anyone been to one? And did you think it was worth the hype? And what other places do you think are definitely worth the hype? It's not often that you find someone that is like, yes, absolutely go here. 702-364-9400. So we walk in there. Well, first of all, we pull up and there's just so many people. It's like it's what appeared to be 50 gas pumps. It was huge. Walk in and I just couldn't believe my eyes. I had never seen anything like it in my life. It was first like a clothing store. But then it was like a grocery store. But then it was like a stop and eat restaurant. But then it was like a snack shop.
What?
It was insane.
I looked up what is so cool about Buc-ee's online. It said it's exceptionally clean bathrooms.
Oh my gosh, okay. You guys, I've never seen cleaner bathrooms in my life. It was, I mean, I could put my meal on the floor and eat it off the floor. It was that clean.
Wow. Okay. They have showers in there too?
No, I didn't see. Well, there could be, but I didn't see
for
any.
Truckers when they come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They had trucker. Oh, I didn't know that.
It also stop on the back, on the other side. Yeah.
Oh, it also says they're known for their wide selection of Texas style barbecue food like brisket sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go to our Instagram because I just posted a bunch of pictures and videos from Buc-ee's, and there's a whole barbecue carving station. They're making fresh barbecue sandwiches right then and there. It was unlike anything I think I've ever seen. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, have you been to a Buc-ee's before?
Yes, my daughter used to live in Texas, and their barbecue sandwiches are amazing.
Everything was so fresh, and they make it there in front of you. And then they had, I don't know if you had it, Jeff, but the banana pudding, I saw people like grabbing it like it was toilet paper about to run out. Like everyone's grabbing the banana pudding.
And if you have two small children that love stuffed animals, we left Buc-ee's with a bill of, I think, $98.
Okay.
Did you try the beef jerky, Jeff?
No, I didn't.
Oh, the beef jerky is legit, man.
They had ton of it. Every kind of flavor you can imagine. Our bill when we walked out of Bucky's was $148.
No way. Did you even get gas at Bucky's?
No, we didn't even get gas. I got a sweatshirt. My daughter got pajama pants. We bought snacks. Like, it's insane. We're getting so many texts here. This one says, I went to Bucky's in May. I felt like I could have stayed there for hours. I know. I didn't want to leave. Like, we were having so much fun hanging out there. Someone just wrote, Mercedes, please tell me you bought Bucky's nuggets.
Yes.
I bought those.
What are those?
What flavor did you get?
They're beaver nuggets.
Yes.
There was just one flavor.
Oh, really? They had some that were caramel. They had some caramel ones, too.
Well, that's what the flavor is. Is there another one that I don't know about? It was beaver nuggets, and they taste like maple-y kind of.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, the cereal corn pops?
Yep. Of course.
It tastes like that, but with like maple syrup on it. Yes, I bought them. They were absolutely fantastic. Coco said, it's either got to be Whataburger or Bucky's. I got a lot of Whataburger comments. I did not go to Whataburger. Did you guys? Don't we have one
here?
Yeah,
we have one here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it worth the hype?
I've never been to Whataburger. The only thing I can think of that's the hype that you introduced me to, Mercedes, here in town is China Mama.
Oh, yeah.
China Mama is so good. That place is
amazing.
I just tried their dry pepper chicken on Saturday night with my brother and sister-in-law. They're like, you got to try this. I heard it's good. I tried it. Melts in your mouth. Oh. So good.
Now you got me hungry, man.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, it looks like the matchup for Super Bowl 59 is set. It's happening on February 9th in New Orleans, and it's going to be the Eagles and Chiefs again.
Yes.
So yesterday, the Eagles offense showed absolutely no mercy on the Washington Commanders. Saquon Barkley just completely ate it up. It looks like that Jaden Daniels, he showed plenty of fight too, but it still just wasn't enough. Philadelphia was still able to punch their ticket to the Super Bowl, led by those three rushing touchdowns from Barkley and Jalen Hurts. Also, Kansas City and the Bills. Kansas City moves on. Nothing against Chiefs fans. You guys are great. But I was just hoping that Buffalo would pull it off just for something different.
Well, I don't know why people are such haters on the Chiefs. I mean, for me, I'm like, if they're a great team, they deserve to win. They deserve to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not hating. I mean, my Chargers are in the AFC division, so I get the hate. But it's also, if they're good, dude, go. They deserve it. They deserve to go to the Super Bowl.
It's the Patriots syndrome. That's what I call it. Because when the Patriots was winning all the time, people hated the Patriots. Now it's the same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs. Come on, they're just good.
But they're probably, do you think they're going to win? Like, I know you bet on teams, Jay. Do mm-hmm. you think that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl
Absolutely.
For a three-peat?
Yep, they're going to do it.
Mm. Well, a lot of people are questioning some of the calls that the refs seem to lean towards. And I'm just repeating what I hear. I'm not making this as a statement. I'm just saying that a lot of the calls seem to go in favor of the Chiefs. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's not true?
They do get some breaks, but the thing is, they play football well, and you got to beat them. I mean, you got to. When people are complaining about the refs and everything like that, they still got to play the game. Play the game, okay?
But I think that what they're saying, and again, just giving the other side of the argument, that a lot of these calls, yes, I agree, the game has to be won. You can't depend on the refs to win a game, 100%. But some of these are on, like, game-changing calls.
Yeah.
Game-changing calls. And so that's where if I were a fan of the other team, I'd be kind of upset.
I'm going to be just real quick. Do you think that the NFL is rigged? Do you think that people are going to the Super Bowl because maybe the hype of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and that viewership will go up, and that means a good ad revenue?
No.
But it is odd, though, that all the Super Bowl logos that come out before the final matchup is set, they've all been showing the exact colors of the teams that go to the Super Bowl.
For example, red and green, like the Chiefs, and yellow, like the Chiefs and the Eagles. I don't know.
The Commanders have the same colors, too. They have that yellow and a little red in there.
But it's not the red like the Chiefs.
It's not. It's like more of a maroon. It's more maroony.
I don't know.
You guys are so technical, man.
Like, all right. Also, rumors are flying, speaking of Taylor Swift, that she may play the lead character in the live adaptation of Tangled. Despite the rumor coming from industry insiders, Swifties should be cautious. No official word on anything to do with a live action remake, except that it is happening. Florence Pugh and Sabrina Carpenter, those are the other names that have been reportedly floating around for the role of Rapunzel. I guess Michael Gracie from The Greatest Showman is apparently in negotiations to direct, but I just feel like Sabrina Carpenter is made for that role. I love Taylor. I'd love to see her do something, but I don't know. When I think Rapunzel, Sabrina Carpenter just jumps into my mind.
I think the same thing. I think too, because I think Sabrina Carpenter's acting background will definitely take a play. I saw Taylor Swift in Cats, a little bit of that, and that was interesting. I don't know about the acting with Taylor Swift.
She was in a couple of other movies where I thought she was actually pretty good, but I think the Cats movie all around, there were some like major players in that, and it just got panned. Yeah. I just don't know that the script was, I mean, the script was based on the musical, of course, but I don't know. It was just, I don't think it translated to the big screen.
I think so, too. So it'd be interesting to see if she does get that role. I don't know. I just think she's too busy to do a movie.
There's a lot going on with her, and she was wearing a snake necklace at the game yesterday. So when is Rep TV coming? Like, no. Can we just make that happen already?
I've been waiting for that. And you guys
just keeps doing that to us.
We'll see. I'm crossing fingers that it happens soon, because now she's no longer doing her tour. What's next?
Yes, we got to get something going. And then finally this morning, you know, when you go to a movie, if it says that the movie starts at 7, it's probably not going to start till 7:30 because of all the ads and all of the previews. Well, how would you like if a movie theater posted the movie's actual start time? Well, Connecticut State Senator is calling what they do an abuse of people's time. And he's introduced a bill that would make theaters have to list the actual start time of the movie that you are paying to see. Now, theater owners point out that right now it's a challenging time for movie theaters. And a lot of them rely on those ads for revenue. So making it easier for people to skip the ads, that's going to make companies less likely to pay for the ads, and then they're going to lose money. What do you guys think?
I think I love trailers. I love seeing the new movies that are going to come out in theaters, because it gives me an idea. Oh, on December 20th, that movie comes out. I got to make sure to watch it. So I love knowing what time the previews start. And then maybe if I'm watching it a second time, like I did Wicked, I would skip the ads or whatever and go just straight to the start time. But I love personally watching the previews.
Well, I feel like that, you know, the previews are one thing and the ads are another. So you've got the commercials and like, oh, okay, go buy a Pepsi and this and that. And they're just adding like random insurance commercials. I saw one with the Team Wee-Moo. What's that one? And Doug. The insurance one. You know, I saw one of those ads. I'm like, Liberty Mutual.
Yes. Liberty Mutual. Thanks, Ramon.
Why are they doing this in here? So that, I could skip those, but those are the ones that are paying for it.
Love that ad. And dog.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is time to play Beat Mercedes. We play every day at this time. Every time I win, the value of that diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers goes up by $25, and we are up to $325. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
It was great. We celebrated my son's birthday. Today's actually his 8th birthday. He's in the car right now.
What's his name?
Jameson,
happy 8th birthday. Oh, wouldn't that be nice if you won on his birthday? I think this is an omen, really.
Oh my gosh. They've been asking me to call since last week.
Are you pretty good at guessing songs?
We'll see.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it at that. I am going to leave the studio, and you're going to give it your best effort. I really hope I lose today.
Yeah, it's a special day.
All right. Well,
we
good
hope
luck.
So too.
All right, Jennifer, Jameson, I'm out of here. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay, Mercedes, she's turning off her mic. I'm bringing in J-Love here too. Okay, Jennifer, what are you guys up to this morning, you and Jameson?
Well, it's me, my son Jameson, and my daughter Kylie. We're heading to school, but we actually just pulled over to focus.
That's what we need. We need everyone to focus. Did you want to shout out their school, where they go?
Yeah, Somerset Sky Canyon.
Somerset, yes. Go. All right, so just how you know, if you don't know how the game works, Jennifer, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it? We'll stop the clock, and you got to give us an answer within 5 seconds once we stop the clock. And if you've heard this game before, Mercedes, she's really good. So try to
you
be
got
as
her.
Fast as you can. All
Come
right,
on.
Jennifer?
Let's go, Jen.
Okay.
All right. And the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh my god. There's a fire. Oh my god.
What you got?
What you got? Oh shoot.
Come on.
3, 2, 1. Ah, oh, Jennifer, I gotta bring in Mercedes, okay? Just stay on the line, stay on the line. J-Lo's bringing in Mercedes. She's coming in. All right, got your time down, Jennifer. Mercedes is walking back into her studio. Okay, interesting here.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Feeling good?
Yeah. That was again. It was fast, okay. But I'm feeling good. It's Monday though. So
I know
who
it's
knows?
A Monday for everyone.
Who
All right.
knows?
So Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song. And it starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Adele Rolling in the Deep.
Adele Rolling in the Deep. Okay. Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 1.5 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct. It's Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
Okay.
Jennifer and Jameson, they stopped the clock at 7 seconds and they only knew Adele.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jennifer Jameson. Happy birthday, Jameson. I'm sorry about that. You know what? You guys can try again because the value just went up. That's the good news. It's now a $350 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So, you know what? All's well that ends well. You'll have another chance tomorrow morning. Yeah. We do this every day at 7 o'clock. Maybe tomorrow is the day. Darn it. I really wanted them to win for
I know,
the birthday.
Me too. But hey, at least Jameson will have a... At least he was on the radio for his birthday.
Yes, there's always a happy ending. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I can be a very sensitive person. I can take things like really personally. And most of the times I just try to let things roll off my shoulders. But something happened this weekend that really, really hurt me. And my husband thinks I'm being too sensitive about it. So see what you guys think. So, you know, I was out of town this weekend for a volleyball tournament in Dallas. And the way that this team that my daughter's on, it works differently than past teams. Past tournaments we go to, we go as a family, and then we meet at the time for the game. This team, the whole team goes together. They fly together, they stay together, and the parents, if you want to go, you got to do your own arrangements, but you don't stay with them. So you barely cross paths, really. You see each other at the games, and that's it. So it's like a completely different world, you know? And so... Anyway, are you guys there?
I'm there and I'm
okay,
invested.
I'm, just like,
I'm like, what is about to happen right now?
Is anybody here?
I'm here.
So basically, over the weekend, there was some downtime and the coach texts the parents and says, hey, we're going to go to this mall. If you guys are interested, we're going to go walk around for a while. So Matt and I are like, we've got nothing to do. Let's go to the mall. So we go to the mall and we're walking around and texting our daughter and she's like, yeah, we're almost there. So as we're walking, we see a group of girls coming towards us and I look at them and I go, oh, there they are. And I'm all excited. I'm like, yay, there, here they are. And we walk up and she looks at me and she walks right past me. She doesn't say hello. She doesn't say anything. And I'm like, maybe she didn't see me. And I go, hey. And then she looks at me and makes eye contact and is like, lifts her eyebrows up and keeps walking. I was like, what just happened? And so one of her teammates goes, Brooklyn, say hi to your mom. And I was just like standing there and Matt's like, oh boy. And she goes, hi. And then one of her teammates goes, she loves you, Mercedes, I promise. And then they kept walking and they left. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I'm so hurt by it. And so Matt goes, that's what teenagers do. Like, don't take it personally. And I'm like, how can you not take something like that personally?
Yeah. And especially if this is the first time it's happened to you with her.
She wanted nothing to do with me.
And she's also, this is like, oh, this is my first trip with my friends. I'm not staying with mom and dad. She gets a sense of independency. And the first thing she does is like, what's up? Like, her eyebrows are like, what's
up? She didn't even want to say hi to me. Has anyone experienced that as a parent where, like, you were convinced all of a sudden your kid hated you? And so the rest of the time I was like, well, I'm not going to bother her. I'm not going to text her. I, you know, she doesn't want anything to do with me. And my Matt's like, you just got to get over it. It's fine. You're being too sensitive. I'm like, I don't think I'm being sensitive. Am I being sensitive? That was not a nice thing to do, was it? Hey, Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
What, have you experienced that with a kid?
Yeah, Mercedes, you know, you're not alone. It's a teenage thing. My daughter went for her sweet 16. I booked her this underage nightclub. I booked the whole table area, got food there, got it catered, everything, got a party bus to pick her and her friends up to take them there. But then I had to pick her up after, you know, they had to all get rides after. She told me she would call me when they were done. She did not want me just showing up.
Because she was embarrassed?
Well, because that's the thing. Like, they don't want the parents around.
Yeah, they want nothing to do with you, even though you're not going to get in their way or anything. You just, wow, all of a sudden they become ashamed of you. Steven, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. What happened to you?
Same thing. Disney World in Florida for a cheer competition. My wife and I are hanging around at Disney World. She's with her cheer team. We're texting her, trying to find out where she at. Here they come walking up, and we're like, hey, where are you guys going? And she's like, oh, we're going to go on this ride. And I'm like, oh, maybe we'll join you. No, you're not.
Oh, no.
It hurts. That my heart just hurt.
Yeah, you wound up going a different direction.
Yeah, you just, that's, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things that you just got to get over and say it's the teenage years and that's what they do.
Did
you know?
You at least confront her or tell her how you felt about the whole situation?
No, I didn't. I didn't even text her. Like, we're on a group chat, me, her, and my husband, and they were chatting in it, and I didn't contribute because I was so hurt by it. He's like, just get over it. But not that easy to get over.
Did you ever do that to your parents, to your mom, when you were young?
My parents honestly weren't as involved, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm too involved, but literally, how hard is it to say hi to your mom?
Yeah.
You know?
You're not too involved, Mercedes. You are a great amount of involved. You need to also, I feel like you're not being sensitive either. As any mom, you would be hurt knowing, like, oh my gosh, my daughter is in her teenage years. So I really think you have every right to feel this way.
Did you ever do that to your mom, Steph?
Of course I did that to my mom and dad. Of course I did. And then now I look back with regret because they're my parents. I love them. I remember it was Disneyland. I went on Indiana Jones, my favorite ride. I was next to my crush and I was like, I'm gonna sit in the driver's seat of Indiana Jones. And my dad's like, all right, I'll be in the car and behind you. I'm like, no, you don't need to go on that ride at all.
Amanda, good morning. What happened to you? Oh, did we lose Amanda? Are you there? It's cutting in and out. Amanda! Oh, darn it.
No.
I wanted to hear what you have to say. Yeah, we're getting some text. This one says, the light will click one day, I promise. Hopefully not too late.
Yeah.
I know. Do I need to just get over it, though, and move on?
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, yes, yeah. But it's okay.
Eventually.
For you. Yes, but not now. I think it's still too fresh. Like, oh, that girl, she just ignored me. It's your daughter.
Eventually, we'll be like in 3 months from now. I'll finally get over it. It's so hard parenting sometimes. It's like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Ashley, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Let's go.
Are you ready to do this, Ashley?
Yes, I'm nervous. Yeah.
Oh, I can hear the nervousness in your voice. It's all good. You've got this. You have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions. They're going to be like pop culture related, current event, history, like just random things. I know you can do this. And when you do, you're going to get Wynnum before you can buy him tickets to see Katy Perry. She just announced this morning that she's bringing her Lifetimes tour to the U.S. and it's going to be here at the T-Mobile Arena in May. So are you ready to make this happen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ashley, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The Philadelphia Eagles will be facing off against which team in the big game this year?
Okay.
The TV show The Bear is set in what city?
Chicago.
Yes. How many feet are in 1 yard?
3.
Yes. In what country did sushi originate from?
Japan.
Yes. What planet is known as the hottest planet?
Mars?
No. LeBron James currently plays which NBA team?
Okay.
What is the hardest naturally occurring substance in the world? The 2023 show Saltburn came out on what streaming service?
Hulu?
No. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Oh my God, Pat.
Lisa Kudrow played Phoebe in what TV show?
Friends.
Yes, the Philadelphia Eagles will be facing off against what team in the big game this year?
Pat?
The what planet is known as the hottest planet?
Oh man, those are tough.
I'm so sorry, Ashley. Yeah, some of these were tough, and if you're not a sports person, you got stuck with two sports questions on this one. Philadelphia is going to be playing against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl this year. That was the one that you were having a hard time with. The planet known as the hottest planet is actually Venus. I know. I would have said. Did you say Mercury?
I said Mars.
Oh, okay. Mars is after Venus, but Mercury is before Venus. But Venus is still known as the hottest planet. The NBA team that LeBron James currently plays for, the Lakers, the hardest naturally occurring substance in the world is a diamond. And the show Saltburn came out on what streaming service? That's Amazon Prime Video. The capital of Wyoming is Cheyenne. Ashley, I'm so sorry that we can't make you a winner. But you know what? You can hang up and you can call right back. Because caller 20, you will get these tickets. Two of them to see Katy Perry in concert, T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, weird situation here. I am not hearing anything out of my headphones.
No, wait, can you hear me?
One, two, three.
Nice.
Something came unplugged. Oh my gosh, I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, why can't I hear anything? All right, so here's what's going on. Did you guys hear about the Blockbuster 3 team trade that is going down in the WNBA?
I'm so bummed right now. This sucks.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Kelsey Plum, but I think this is going to be huge for us. Jewel Loyd is huge. So this three-team trade is Las Vegas Aces getting Seattle Storm guard Jewel Loyd, sending Kelsey Plum to the Los Angeles Sparks. So this is going to be the first trade in league history that involves a bunch of number one overall picks. The Storm are getting the number two pick in the 2025 WNBA draft and forward Lee Yuru from the Sparks. And then also Las Vegas's first round pick in 2026. So this is this hasn't been officially announced by them, but ESPN is reporting it. Everyone is reporting that it's going to happen.
It's because she's been with us for so long. Kelsey Plum has been with us for so long that it's so hard to give her up.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, it's like the give and take, the draft and all that stuff. It gets me like emotionally up and down. I do not like this feeling.
Well, though, I mean, she had to be for it because the only way that she could change team because she was one of the core designations on the team was for her signing off on it. So she was obviously cool with it. She's going to be joining LA on a 1 year deal. And they're saying that she really wants to stay there beyond that. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's a great trade all the way around. I think everyone is getting something good out of this one.
Mercedes, remember we went to the last game of the Aces last season together. And at the end of the game, when the Aces lost, I saw Kelsey Plum face. She went to go hug someone on the sidelines. I don't know who it was, but it's as if she knew that was her last game with the Aces.
Well, there was rumors that she was going to go to the Valkyries. Like that was the place that she was going to go, and they were saying that she might not be saved because of her wanting to go. I guess that's kind of where she was raised, and she has family there or something. But that didn't happen. And then they ended up saving her. And maybe this was the reason why they wanted to use her to trade for someone really good.
We'll miss you, Plum Dog. Yeah, we'll miss her.
Also, also this morning, as if it's not already been just a great couple of years for Taylor Swift, she has now been named the best dressed celebrity of the decade. They looked at the average monthly Google searches between December of 2021 to November of 2024 to see which stars had the most searches for terms like fashion and outfits and style. And Taylor won by a landslide. She had more than 83,000 average monthly searches for her style. Number two on the list was Harry Styles. Is there anyone whose style you just really, really love?
I'm into like the streetwear, the sneakers and stuff. So I think Billie Eilish is styled like the baggy look.
She was number five on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, best dressed celebrity of the decade.
I think too, when I go back to number one, Taylor Swift, like the outfits before the games at the Chiefs games.
Yeah.
Those are just like the things I look forward to is what is Taylor Swift going to wear at Chiefs games. So I could see that.
The celebrity that whose style I think is just a top tier. She came in number three on this list was Zendaya. Her style is sick. It's so good.
Her stylist, Law Roach, he is just, I love his style. He was a judge on one of the shows that I watched, but man, I love Law's style, and Zendaya,
she pulls
great.
It off flawlessly. Like, it almost looks just effortless for her. So she was number three. Kanye West was number four, and then Billie Eilish was number five on the list. Finally, this morning, you got to watch what you eat. They say you are what you eat, right? There's a guy in Florida. He's in his 40s, and he is now going to be part of a medical journal because he decided to try this crazy diet, and wait until you hear what happened to him. So the guy decided he was going to eat only hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter. So they diagnosed him with something called xanthelasma, which is when your cholesterol gets so high that fats start building up under your skin, and it causes yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body. So he developed this condition for trying one of those extreme carnivore diets for 8 months. Again, hamburger meat, cheese, butter. He said he had actually lost some weight and was feeling good, but then when they checked his cholesterol, keep in mind, anything over 200 is bad when it comes to your cholesterol,
right?
Okay? His cholesterol was over 1,000.
Oh,
no.
Man.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
And a full stick of butter? I'm just wondering, how would you eat that?
Like, you probably used it to, like, to cook the meat, I'm guessing. Like, put it in with it. I don't think he was, like, gnawing on it like a banana or anything.
I thought that's what he would be doing. KMXB.
Next 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like the best kind of advertisement is word of mouth advertisement. You talk about a place that you love and you tell someone and then they try it and then they love it and they tell someone. To me, I will take a personal recommendation from someone I trust over a Yelp review any day of the week. And when people ask you for recommendations, do you have like those go-to spots? 702-364-9400. So you had friends come in or family come in over the weekend?
I did. And this is the spot that you recommended me, Mercedes, and I love it. It's China Mama. China Mama, hands down for me, is the best Chinese food out here in town. So much so that Palace Station said it's a local favorite and they opened a China Mama in Palace Station.
Yeah.
But we went to the one off Jones, which is the original location. We went there. And my brother and sister-in-law, they're from the Bay Area, tons of Chinese food over there. They said one of the best Chinese foods they ever had is here in China Mama. So whenever they come down, China Mama is the place to go. Got to try their dry pepper chicken. And oh gosh, the Szechuan wonton, so good.
Is there a place that when people ask you for a recommendation, you always, always recommend? And what is it? Or maybe it's not here in Vegas. Maybe it's somewhere else. 702-364-9400. When we were on the plane to Dallas over the weekend, I was sitting next to a guy and he's like, are you headed home? I'm like, no, I'm actually going to visit. And I told him how we were going for a volleyball tournament. And I was like, what about you? And he was leaving World of Concrete. So he and I started talking. And he's like, well, what else are you going to do when you're in Dallas? And I was like, well, I want to find really good barbecue. I was like, do you have a recommendation for good barbecue? And he said, Terry Black's. Right, just without a hesitation, he goes, Terry Black's. And I was like, oh, really? So I make a note in my phone. I'm like, Terry Black's, okay. He's like, yeah, that or Papa Doe's. And I've heard of Papa Doe's in Colorado, and it's like an Italian restaurant. So I was like, is that the same Papa Doe's? I don't know. If anyone's from Texas and knows good barbecue, let me know. But I was like, okay, I didn't write that one down. I was like, Terry Black's. So we go. We Google Terry Black's. It's not too far from our hotel. We go there. Parking lot is packed. I'm like, oh my gosh, this place has got to be good. Walk in, just the smell. I was like, oh, heaven, we have arrived. It was amazing. And I was like, you got to go to a local and ask for those recommendations.
What did you get at Terry Black's? Describe it and like the taste.
So the way they have it set up, it's like a lunch line. So you start at the sides counter. So there's like these ladies there and they're like, what sides do you want? So I got a coleslaw and a macaroni and cheese. And then they move you over to the meats counter. And then you got to go up to the meats people and tell them what you want. And I got a brisket sandwich, and Matt also got a brisket sandwich, but then there's like cornbread and the banana pudding and like all sorts of great sides that you could get. It was amazing.
Was it big? What were the portions like?
Did you finish? Portions were huge, and then they put a burnt end on your tray too. Nice. Just as a little bonus feature. It was so good.
Terry Black's in Dallas.
Terry Black's, if you want good barbecue. What is your go-to recommendation? 702-364-9400. Bo, do you have one of those places you always recommend?
I do, Mercedes. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Nora's Italian Cuisine. Fantastic.
Oh, that is like a Las Vegas staple.
Love that place.
They had the original, and then they moved the locations because the original was so small. They moved it. And I think that's the first place you and our spouses went out to dinner with Jay. Yeah. We took you guys over to Nora's, and you guys loved it.
Amazing.
What dishes do you guys recommend at Nora's?
Well, I think the big thing was we wanted to go to a place where his wife could eat because she has some dietary restrictions.
She's gluten, yeah.
Yeah, and they have gluten-free pasta there.
What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's what she was all about.
Oh, interesting.
So good.
Yeah, I love that place. Thanks, Bo. Let's talk to Rosanna. Rosanna, good morning. What is it for you?
Good morning, guys. For me, it's either DW Bistro for a great breakfast or brunch, or Vintner Grill. Both are amazing. Anytime I have guests in town, I either take them there myself, or I recommend them to go. So
both amazing restaurants. DW Bistro, are they? I think I saw that they were closing at some point. Did you see that?
Oh, Rosanna?
I was actually there yesterday with my friends.
Yeah,
and,
not yet.
They were very much open.
Okay,
so
yeah, as long as that happens. Yeah, I know they're closed on Mondays, but that place for brunch is so, so fun. And I love the guys that own it. That place is absolutely incredible. We're getting a ton of texts. This one is from, let's see. Oh my gosh, we're getting so Terry Black's is fire. This one says, Esther's Kitchen, Hutchins Barbecue in Dallas is great also. Lotus of Siam for Thai food. Abby says Berries. Yes, when people ask for a steakhouse, I always recommend that place too, Abby. This one says, I love going any place that is a hole in the wall. Do you guys notice that hole in the walls taste better for some reason? What is it? Why is that? That's so true.
And I think it's because they want to keep it that way. They want to be the hole in the wall so that only it's word of mouth. Maybe because it's just they get too busy maybe it's just good.
Maybe we should not be recommending the hole in the walls because then we can't enjoy it and have it all to ourselves. But yes, we love seeing a successful mom and pop shop. That is for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you live in a neighborhood with an HOA, it could be like the greatest thing ever because it keeps your neighborhood nice and clean and there are rules and you can't do certain things. But it can also be a pain, especially if you have one of those HOAs that nitpicks everything. And Ramon, who is he's answering phones for us right now. Ramon, you had a situation that happened. Was it over the weekend? You got busted by your HOA?
Yeah, they got us this weekend. So the master bedroom's main window faces east, where the sun rises. So in the summertime, that sun's coming in. It makes the room so hot. So we kind of just put like a cover on it. So to block out the sun.
What kind of cover? That's the key. What's the cover?
Describe the cover.
It's silver. You can see it from the backyard.
Is it aluminum foil?
Hey, we used to do that.
It is not. It is not. I got it from Amazon.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, the foil to me screams meth. Does it not? I mean, I'm like, oh, they're making meth in there. Oh, my God.
Ramon, what do you do on the side?
No, I mean, yeah, and I guess, yeah, they got us over this weekend. And it sucks because they got us from the street. Our backyard faces the main street. So they must have been driving by outside the community.
Unless, do you think your neighbor complained because the silver going off the light, it goes into their house?
No, there's no one behind us.
Okay.
Like I said, it faces the street.
Okay. Oh, darn.
You know what, though? Has that ever happened where you're driving? Okay, this happens to me all the time when I'm on the 215 and it's right around like, oh gosh, I'd say between Flamingo and Town Center, and I'm going north on the 215, and I look in my rearview mirror, and if the sun is bouncing perfectly off of the Luxor, the light just blinds me in my rearview mirror. So maybe people were driving, and that silverness like blinded them. Maybe it's a driving hazard.
There's no way. It's been up for over 8 months.
So you're saying it's been up since the summertime.
Correct.
And now, just now, you're getting a complaint from HOA. How did that all go down? Like, did you get a letter?
I just get an email and then a picture of my window.
Oh, they took a picture? That's violating.
What? He sent me the courtesy request. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it says, during a general review of the community, the above referenced issue was observed on your property. We are sending this letter as a courtesy request for your involvement. The photos above provide a visual sample of the issue, but may not capture all instances on your property. So it's a courtesy request. It's not saying you have to do anything, does it? Or is this basically saying you better take this down?
I took it down already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
And do you think that, well, I mean, moving forward, the summer is going to come up. It's going to sneak up on us. Is this something where maybe you just change it to black, or do you have other options?
Well, I put it back up in front of the blinds so they can't see it. But it's kind of ugly in the bedroom.
Does anyone have an issue with the HOA? Like, what is the most ridiculous thing you got busted for? 702-364-9400. In our HOA, we have like our house numbers on there, and the sun hits our house numbers directly. So, you know, it's like 76227, and the sun was fading it. So it wasn't black anymore. It was like dark gray. And so we got a violation for that. So instead of going and like having to buy all new numbers and putting them up, Matt went out with a Sharpie and just colored them all black, and it totally worked. It looked like brand new numbers.
I'm hearing your guys' story as a renter in an apartment. That makes me just not want to buy a home. Like, seriously, you're going to complain about what number colors look like? Or don't you guys get in trouble, people that have HOA, if like your shade of paint is even just a tiny bit off?
Oh, yeah, they'll get you for every little thing.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Because we have these bulbs that are on our garage, and we can't see, they come on at night. So if we're driving during the day and we come into the garage, we can't see if the bulbs are out. So we get a letter at our door that says, excuse me, blah, 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 your bulbs are out. You need to replace those right away. And I'm like, what are they talking about? They didn't say specifically which bulbs. They just say your bulbs on your garage is out. I'm like, okay, which one is it? I can't go out there during the day and see which one is out. So I got to make sure I remind myself, go out there at night to go check them out.
Gosh. Oh, we're getting a bunch of calls and texts here. Tani, hey, good morning. What did you get busted for?
Good morning. So I got a call that we have this massive tree in our tiny front yard, and the branches kind of grow down, and they sent me a notice saying that my tree was encroaching on one of our front bushes. God. So like a football term, I'm like, okay, encroaching.
I just see a ref out there, encroaching. Penalty. Oh my God. I mean, they're fighting on behalf of the bush so the bush doesn't get encroached on. That's insane. Amy, good morning. What did you get busted for?
Well, we have a Karen in our neighborhood, so we're always getting busted for something. But this one was that he sent in a picture to the HOA, and the HOA sent us a picture of the trash cans that are between me and my neighbor's house with my neighbor's address on the trash cans, but yet they sent the notice to us telling us we didn't remove our trash cans.
And it literally has their address on there.
Yep, you can see it in the picture, too. It was like, really, dummies?
I hope you fought it. Tell me you fought it.
Well, we kind of ignored it, and they didn't say anything because it was a mishap. She always takes us in. She was just not home that day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they busted us on the trash cans before, too. They're like, it was out too early. We're like, really? Were you out there with a stopwatch? It was literally like minutes, and someone was out there timing.
What do you mean too early?
You can only put them out like 24 hours before the trash is supposed to come, and we were leaving town, so I think we put it 24 and a half hours out.
Yours is 24 hours?
I thought it was like, I don't know.
Because mine is at 3 o'clock. So like ours is on Saturday, I mean on Friday. So if you put out before 3 o'clock, they get you.
Oh my gosh, this is a headache.
They're like working swing shift in your neighborhood.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Nancy, you're caller 20.
Let's go, Nancy.
Hey. Hi, Mercedes.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. You're in for Heads Up. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill versus the Indy Ignite this Friday. We are celebrating Mix 94.1 night, so let's pick a category for you. Do you want to go with toothache, on your desktop, Chinese New Year, Scotch tape, or filet mignon?
Scotch tape.
Scotch tape it is. Scotch tape day is on Friday. So these are all just different office supplies, okay?
All right.
Easy enough. We got this. Are you ready to make it happen?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Mercedes and Nancy, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
Okay. When you want to keep a bunch of papers together, you use one of these to connect them.
Paperclip.
No, it's like you press the thing and it clicks.
Stapler.
Yes. This is where you would sit down at and do your work at the office. Sit down at your what?
Desk.
Yes. This is when you are on your computer. You hold this little thing to make the arrow go places, and it sits on one of these. What does it sit on?
A pad.
Yes. This is the old way we used to send emails. You would put it in a machine and press the phone number. It's really old. Like the note would come out on the other end.
10 seconds.
Hit send.
Let's pass on that. I'm gonna pass on that. This is how you keep documents together. You said it earlier.
No.
Oh,
darn it.
Paper clip. Oh my gosh, we got stuck on fax machine, Nancy.
Oh, fax.
I know, like so old.
Email
would have been better, yes, but no, it was fax machine. I'm so sorry, Nancy. That means, we start off this Monday without a winner for Heads Up, but caller 20, you're going to get these tickets to join us for Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game this Friday, Lee's Family Forum. Caller 20 gets the passes. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, the Super Bowl matchup is set. Who are you guys betting on, the Eagles or the Chiefs?
I'm going for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
They're the favorite right now. That was like right away as far as the sports books go, but who knows? There's plenty of time for that to shift. The big game is happening February 9th in New Orleans. But yeah, Kansas City squeaked out a win against the Buffalo Bills 32-29 yesterday. They're going to have to get past the Eagles, who beat the Washington Commanders 55-23. It should be a great showdown there. Second year in a row that they're having this matchup. Kendrick Lamar headlining the halftime show. And last time the Eagles and the Chiefs played in Super Bowl 57, the Chiefs won 38-35.
Did you see Travis Kelce's speech yesterday at the end of the game where he was singing?
Yeah, do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. He was all about the partying. I love him.
There is something about his energy that I love that I could see why Taylor Swift was falling for him. Like, he's just a good guy.
I did feel bad, though, for his mom, because she was out there on the field, too. And then once he saw Taylor as, like, mom is, like, non-existent. I feel so bad for Donna Kelce.
I think this is going to be his last game. I think he's going to retire. If they win a Super Bowl, he's going to retire.
That's what the rumor is. Yeah. That's what everyone's saying, that this is it for him.
Do you think that's true?
I mean, he's got so much potential. One, his podcast is killing it. He doesn't need to play football anymore. He just on his podcast alone. But I think that he would be a good color guy, like on football. I think that he's got the right attitude for it. I think someone would scoop him up right away. And maybe he's just tired of banging up his body. Maybe it's time, you know?
He has nothing to prove anymore. I mean, he's got two Super Bowls. He's about to win a third one. And then he has nothing else to prove.
Well, I mean, I can see him as an analyst, but I can also see him just finally maybe proposing to Taylor. Maybe he wants to move on with his life.
Just settle down, start a family or something like that. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, the matchup is set. So that was really, like, I was just bummed that it's going to be the same matchup as last year. I just wanted something to be
different. 2 years ago, right?
Or was it like, two years ago. My bad.
No, it's all good.
Also this morning, it's a Monday, so let's just cut to the bad news, okay? Bacon is up 13%. I'm not talking about inflation. It's actually when it comes to your mental health. Bacon affects it. Did you know that this team of researchers just released a report? And it has data that goes back 50 years, you guys. It finds that processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, sausage, pepperoni, ham, all that stuff, that increases the risk of cognitive decline and dementia by 13%.
No, I love my bacon. Yeah,
bacon is the best. And they said that's even among people who just average like a quarter of a serving a day or like two servings a week. So it's not even like you have to eat a lot for it to affect you. They say this increased risk could be reversed by replacing bacon with salmon. Or like any fish, basically.
Salmon.
Come on, that's not the same.
I'm not going to fry salmon on a Sunday morning. That's my go-to meal with James. Not every Sunday, but a lot of Sundays. It's bacon, rice, and eggs.
Pancakes and bacon,
makes me happy every time I eat bacon. So is it connected to dementia or just mental health in general?
No,
or
dementia. All the cognitive decline. It's bad.
Well, at least you won't remember what you ate. So how many pieces of bacon you ate and you get dementia? So
yeah, you'll forget that.
No, that makes me sad. I want to remember all the bacon that I ate. It made me happy.
Finally, this morning, man, if you work in an ER, have you seen some weird stuff come across your, I would say desk, but your room? Because this has got to be one of the weirdest I've ever heard of. This Vietnamese man recently went to the hospital and he had all this pain and swelling behind his left eye. And He's 24 years old. Doctors are like trying to figure out what could be wrong. You know, it's been bothering him for 3 weeks. It's getting worse. So he went in. They finally did a CT scan because they couldn't see anything on the outside. And what they discovered was that the guy had a 3-inch section of a chopstick lodged in his eye socket.
What?
Okay.
How does that happen?
So he told the doctors he didn't remember how it happened, but he did remember that he was partying with his friends and he had a collision with one of the friends during the night. So that must have been, I don't know. They say don't run with scissors, don't run with chopsticks. I don't know how that ended up there. Didn't even realize it was there. The doctors were able to remove the chopstick and his eyesight is perfect. Like there's no issues with it after the fact.
I could see them having like a drunken night with the guys. Hey man, you don't want to hit me. You don't want to hit me. No, come on, hit me. Bro, he accidentally hits him and he has a chopstick in his hand. Maybe it goes up his nose and then over time it moved up behind his eye.
But how do you not notice that there's a chopstick in your head?
You're drunk. The alcohol.
I know, but you get sober at some point. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person a jerk? Or were they completely justified in their actions? If you ever have a situation you want us to bring up on the air, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email. Just go through our website, mix941.fm. Got this one from Jerry. He says, hi, guys, I'm Jerry. I recently got a stranger's car towed, and I don't feel bad about it. But my wife said I should ask you guys on Jerk or Justified. Let me tell you what happened. A person in my neighborhood was having a big garage sale and the block was covered in cars. Some guy parked his car in front of my house, blocking half of my driveway. I asked him to move, and he ran off, saying he'd be right back. Though I could still get my car out of the driveway, I was really mad and called my brother-in-law, who owns a tow company, and he came and started towing the guy's car. Mm. The guy came back when my brother-in-law was hooking up, and he started screaming at both of us. I don't know if I was in my legal rights to have this guy towed, but it sure felt good. My brother-in-law let his car down after about a half hour of arguing, and the guy finally apologized to me. So am I the jerk in this story? Thanks, Gerald. 702-364-9400. Is Gerald a jerk, or was he completely justified? What do you guys think?
Jay, you go first.
I think he is not a jerk. He's justified, because blocking your driveway, it's illegal to do that in the first place. And he had his right to be able to tow him, because you can't do that.
But he could still get out.
Doesn't matter. If he's blocking his driveway, he can tow him, because it's private property and you can't block somebody's driveway. Even though he can get out halfway through it, he still can.
But he said he would be right back.
It doesn't matter. If the guy
I do think it matters. Is this something that's going to bother you 2 hours from now? No, it's going to resolve itself. So why are you getting so wound up when you can still get out? I get it. It's frustrating. Don't get me wrong. He is in the wrong. But to go through all that trouble to have him towed just seems a little like you're the one who's losing it.
I just think you should have saved an argument by just letting him be, hey, I'll be right back. If he was more than an hour or two, I think that he would be justified by calling the tow truck company. But he said be right back, and he wasn't that long. He's getting by some stuff at the garage sale.
But he didn't say how long the guy was away.
He said he right away called his brother-in-law, so he got there fast. They must have lived in the same neighborhood.
Well, he said, I'll be right back, but is that being right back like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? I mean, how long is that?
What is your be right back?
15 minutes, if that.
Okay, so let's say it's 15 minutes. That's not that long.
Well, we don't know for sure if it's 15 minutes or not.
Jessica, good morning. 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think he's a jerk because, again, why would you waste all that time and energy to poke the bear and see if the bear roars back? It's not. He said that he could get out, so it wasn't an emergency. And people are psycho. He knows where he lives. Maybe that guy comes back and does revenge on him or something. Like, no way. Like, it's just a lot of time, energy, effort wasted for nothing. Like, if it was blocking him, sure, but it wasn't.
It seems like it was more of a control thing to show, like, I'm in charge here, you're going to get towed, and he happened to know someone in that industry. But we're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, jerk, I accidentally parked in the wrong spot the first night at my apartment. I was 18 and I didn't know. I woke up and my car was gone. Like, leave a note at first. If it happens again, then maybe tow, but you're definitely a jerk. Robert says, do not block my driveway or you will get towed. This one says, definitely a jerk, only did it because of the entitlement that you had a tow truck connection, caused stress unnecessarily for everyone, and if you would have had a little patience, it's not like there's a yard sale every day. This one says, I don't care. Totally justified and great story to tell in the future.